एतां सुदृशसं विद्यानां सुदृढावभासिनवम् विद्वन् सूतो नर अधिभाषितुम् कथा हरि कथो दर्ता सताम सुसदसि ध्रुव वन मिनि
Here attention. Don't divert your attention in that. Then
proof what? As we have already quoted above from the Papivasarmata Sindhu of Rupa Goswami, even mundane things that dovetail in the service of the Lord Sri Krishna are accepted as transcendental. For example, the epics or the histories of Ramayana and Mahabharata are specifically recommended to the less intelligent classes of men, women, shudras, and unworthy sons of the higher caste, are also accepted as Vedic literature because they are compiled in connection with the activities of the Lord. Mahabharata is accepted as the fifth division of the Vedas after its first four divisions, namely Sama, Yajur, Rig, and Atharva. The less intelligent class of men do not accept Mahabharata as part of the Vedas, but great sages and authorities accept it as the fifth division of the Vedas. Bhagavad Gita is also part of the Mahabharata, and it is full of the Lord's instructions for the less intelligent class of men. Some less intelligent men say that Bhagavad Gita is not meant for the householders, but such foolish men forget that Bhagavad Gita was explained to a Grihastha, like Arjuna, and spoken by the Lord in his role as a Grihastha, family man. So Bhagavad Gita, although containing the high philosophy of the Vedic wisdom, is for the beginners in the transcendental science, and Srimad Bhagavatam is for the graduates and postgraduates in the transcendental science. Therefore, literatures like Mahabharata, the Puranas, and similar other literature which are full of the pastimes of the Lord are all transcendental literatures, and they should be discussed with full confidence in the society of great devotees. The difficulty is that such literatures, when discussed by professional men, appear to be mundane literature, like history or epics, because there are so many historical facts and figures. It is said here, therefore, that such literature should be discussed in the assembly of the devotees. Unless they are discussed by devotees, such literatures cannot be relished by the higher class of men. So the conclusion is that the Lord is not impersonal in the ultimate issue. He is the supreme person, and he has his different activities. He is the leader of all living entities, and he descends at his will and by his personal energy to reclaim the fallen souls, playing exactly like the political, the social, political, or religious leaders. Because such roles ultimately culminate in the discussion of topics of the Lord, all such preliminary topics are also transcendental. That is the way of spiritualizing the civic activities of human society. Men have inclinations for studying history, and many other mundane literatures, stories, fiction, dramas, magazines, newspapers, etc. So let them be dovetailed with the transcendental service of the Lord, and all of them will turn to the topics relished by all devotees. The propaganda that the Lord is impersonal, that he has no activity, and that he is a dumb stone without any name or form, has encouraged people to become godless, faithless demons. And the more they deviate from the transcendental activities of the Lord, the more they become accustomed to mundane activities, that only clear their path to hell instead of returning them home back to God. Srimad Bhagavatam begins from the history of the Pandavas, with necessary politics and social activities. And yet Srimad Bhagavatam is said to be the Paramahamsa Samhita, or the Vedic literature meant for the topmost transcendentalists. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Param Jnana, highest transcendental knowledge is described. Pure devotees of the Lord are all Paramahamsa. They are like the swans, who know the art of sucking milk out of a mixture of milk and water. As a footnote, the demons, the more they deviate, the propaganda according to personal that he has no activity and he is a dumb stone without any form. Current people become godless, faithless demons. And the more they deviate from the transcendental activities of the Lord, the more they become accustomed to mundane activities that only clear their path to hell instead of returning them home and home back to Godhead. A footnote, even 50 years ago, the social structure of all Indians was so arranged that they would not read any literature which was not connected with the activities of the Lord. They would not play any drama which was not connected with the Lord. They would not organize a fair or ceremony which was not connected with the Lord. Nor would they visit a place which was not wholly sanctified by the pastimes of the Lord. Therefore, even the common man in the village would talk about Ramayana and Mahabharata, Gita and Bhagavatam, even from his very childhood. But by the influence of the age of Kali, they have been dragged to the civilization of the dogs and hogs, laboring for bread, without any sense of transcendental knowledge.
In our childhood, we saw every village, every town, the transcendental knowledge. Any common man could speak about Ramayana, Mahabharata, Lord Krishna. And the system was, still they are practically closed now, that in the evening in the village everyone should assemble in a place to hear messages from Mahabharata, Ramayana especially, because these two books can be understood by common men. A lot beyond the philosophy was discussed. So my maternal uncle was this servant of Calcutta, about 10 miles from our house. So sometimes when he used to go there, say in the evening, after taking the meals, by 8 o'clock, they would go to a place, assemble, and hear about Ramayana, Mahabharata, Bhagavata, and they should discuss while coming home, and they should go, they would go to bed thinking that memory, so they will sleep also Ramayana and Mahabharata, and dream also Ramayana. You see? This was the system. Sadatabhava-bhavata. If you think of Krishna 24 hours, then you become fully Krishna conscious, and your life is successful. Don't allow anything. This requires little practice. Abhyasa yogajitteva ikasananmadavita. I should not allow my mind to go to think of any other subject than Krishna. And now we have got so many books. So whenever you find time, you must find time. There is so much time. So read all these books or chant. But when you are hungry, take prasadam. When you are sleepy, take a nap. Not very much. just to repress. And go on either chanting the Gita or reading the books or talking about Krishna. In this way, always remain in Krishna consciousness. Smartavya sadatu Vishnu. Krishna consciousness means to remember Vishnu always, 24 hours. Samana. Write for Krishna, write for Krishna, go outside for Krishna, Sankirtan party, sell book for Krishna, bring money for Krishna, spend for Krishna, Krishna, that's everything Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. Satatam kirtayantam mam jatantasya divabhrata. The Bhagavad Gita is fine. Tushanti cha ramanti. We require some satisfaction and some enjoyment. Because that is our nature. Anandamayo vyasa. Spirit soul. God is also blissful, and we part and parcel of God. We are also blissful. We want simply ananda, bliss. That is our nature. But that ananda, pleasure, you cannot enjoy independently. That's not possible. You must enjoy Krishna. That is called rasa. Krishna and the gopis, they assemble together. Similarly, we are part and parcel, just like part and parcel of big machine. They're assembled, then it works. If the part and parcel are scattered, then it has no meaning. It is simply scrap of iron, that's all. But when they are assembled together, that is meaning. Similarly, we are all part and parcel of Krishna, so we must assemble together. Center Krishna. Central Krishna. So this Krishna consciousness movement is just like in this house, we are living. And the next house, there also live. But what is the difference? The difference is here Krishna is sent. That's all. Therefore it is ten. And the next door, a house. That is the difference between house, ordinary house and ten. There is no difference. It is also made of bricks and stones and wood. That is also made of bricks and stones. They are also live. They also cook. They also eat. Everything is the same, practical. But the difference is there is no Krishna. Here is Krishna. That is the difference. That is Krishna consciousness. So when I walk on the street and go anywhere, I simply think, how these nice bungalows, how, but still they are not satisfied. It is for sale. You see, why? There is no Krishna. Aprāṇasya hi deha samannanam lobhaṇyanam. Just like a body, beautiful body, lying down on the street, dead. Nobody cares. Because the light is not there. The spirit soul is not there. Nobody cares. Similarly, Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasra Jati Japasta Bhakriya. Big nation. You have an answer, big nation. But Bhagavad Bhakti means the essence of Krishna consciousness. Jati. Big nation. Jati means big nation. Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasta Jati Japo. Their activities. Tapo, tapasya. They're trying to invent so many nice things scientifically, mechanically. or invented machine, everything. Jati, japat, tapat, kriya, activities, very methodical. On the road, there is light arrangement. Everything is all right. But if it is less Krishna consciousness, then it is, what is that? Haprana sahi devasya mandanam lokaranyam. Just like a dead body, if you decorate. The body, dead body, and you apply pomade and nice dead and scent, then what is the meaning? Lokaranjana. Lokaranjana means you may please some of the people how you are decorating a dead body. But it has no meaning. It is useless. Waste of time. Similarly, very nice arrangement, big nation, politics, everything, minus Krishna consciousness, is like that. Aprana sahi virsa mannanam lokaranyam. Therefore, your young men, young girls, they become frustrated. In spite of all these arrangements, nice arrangement, there is no comparison of your country's arrangement. I am traveling all over the world. Such nice roads, such everything nice. But why they are becoming frustrated and confused? Due to this aprana, there is no life. The life is Krishna consciousness. So if you actually feel for your country, for your community, for your people, they spread this Krishna consciousness. They are dying. He spread this Krishna consciousness. They will come again to life and everything will be actually beautiful. That is my request. I came to your country with this mission that the American people, they are feeling frustration. If they pray to Krishna consciousness, they will be happy and others will follow the example. So now, some of you, my advanced students, you have understood the philosophy. Some of you have taken sannyas. So, go town to town, village to village, preach this Krishna consciousness, bring them to life. So this frustration will be stopped. The leaders of the society, the politicians, they should take care where they are going. So it is said that katha hari katho darka satang stu sadasi dhruvam. Therefore if we discuss this Hrikatha, we are discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, Hrikatha. So Katha Hrikatha Darka Satāṁsū Sadasi Dhruvam. If it is discussed among devotees, then one can understand. This book, Srimad Bhagavatam, has value among the devotees. And to others, they may purchase a series, they may be Sanskrit, buy something, scrap of paper. Just like his newspaper, for us, is scrap of paper, you don't care for it. But they keep it very carefully. On their chest, it is so nice. Newspaper in the Western country is so popular. One gentleman told me a story. That one Christian priest went to preach Christian religion in Sheffield. Sheffield, where is it? In England? So they worked as laborers. He was preaching amongst them that Lord Jesus Christ will save you if you don't take shelter of Lord Jesus Christ. And then you'll go to hell. So first of all, who is just Jesus Christ? What is his number? That means they thought Jesus Christ must be one of the workers. and everyone bears a number. So what is his number? So Lord is a passive son of God, so he has a number, he is not worker. Then what is hell? They describe hell is very damp, very dark, and so on and so on. So they were silent. Because they are working in the mind. It is always dark and damp. So what is the difference between hell and this what is called mind? They were silent. But when the priest said, there is no newspaper. Oh, Hari Guru. There is no newspaper. Therefore, in your country, so many bunch of newspapers are listed. If for Los Angeles City, which is nothing but point in this world, there are so many cities, but there are so many newspapers, not only one edition, two, three editions. If they can give so many news from this one point, then how much news we have got? And that is Srimad Bhagavatam, from spiritual world. But there is no custom, that is the point. Otherwise, so valuable instruction, so much information, all facts, dhruvam. Dhruvam means fact, not fictitious. So there would have been many, many customers, and because there is no Krishna consciousness, there is no culture, these literatures, they are not appreciated. So, what is next? Another verse.
Raja,
भागवतो राजा पांडवीव महारथा बालक्रीडा नकै क्रीडन कृष्ण क्रीडान जात परीक्षित महाराज दीज आर दी क्वालिफिकेशन सबई भागवत राजा नॉट ऑर्डिनरी राजा राजा मीन्स किंग भागवत भागवत मीन्स ग्रेट डिवोटी फर्स्ट क्लास डिवोटी भागवत पांडवी हाउ ही बिकम भागवत बिकॉज सन ग्रैंड सन और इन दी डायनेस्टी ऑफ द पांडवस परीक्षित महाराज वॉज द ग्रैंड सन ऑफ अर्जुन सो अर्जुन वॉज कृष्णस फ्रेंड वॉज भागवत सो अनफॉर्चुनेटली अर्जुन सन डाइड इन द बैटल कुरुक्षेत्र ही वॉज ऑल्सो भागवत ही वॉज सुभद्रास सन अर्जुन कृष्णस सिस्टर सुभद्रा ही इज सिटिंग हियर इज जगन्नाथ So, Subhadra's son was Abhimanyu, but he died in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, 16 years old. But fortunately, his wife Uttara was pregnant, so Parikshit Maharaj was within the womb of Uttara. So he was saved. All others died. Pandavaya, coming in the dynasty of the Pandavas, then Bhagavata, Maharatha, at the same time, he could fight thousands of warriors, Maharatha. A Kshatri who alone can fight with another thousand Kshatris, he is called Maharatha. So, it does not mean to become Bhagavata, means devote, to become devotee. One has to stop all other activities. No. Here it is called Maharatha. Maharatha means the great commander. The great commander can also become Bhagavata. A great merchant can become also Bhagavata. And a great Brahmin, learned scholar, he can also become Bhagavata. So there is no restriction. Not that simply one who is Vedanti, who is very learned scholar, he can become Bhagavata. No. The social system was so nice that everyone could become Bhagavata. The Brahmin could become Bhagavata. A Kshatri could become Bhagavata, a Vaishya could become Bhagavata, or a Sudra could also become a Bhagavata. Sriya Sudra Tatha Vaishya, Krishna says, question. Never mind whether he is a woman, or a Sudra, or a Vaishya. Devi Janti Parangati. All of them can go back to home, back to Godhead. How? Mani Pasa Vipas Sitya Ji Vishu Papa Juna. Simply he has to takes shelter of me seriously. Just never mind what it is. See beyond the Param. So, this Parikshit Maharaj, in his childhood, he was Balakrina Kai Kriyan. He was playing with Radha Krishna. That is the advantage of getting birth in a Vaishnava family. It's like some of our children. They are playing with Jagannath. They are playing with Radha Krishna. In India, that Saraswati, Samsundar's daughter, she offers Harati and brings the Harati for me, I take. Yes. So, learning, there's a child, mother is offering obeisance, and the child is good. We used to do that. We got this opportunity, a good father and mother. We are trained up. Similarly, you can also train up your children. Then, your becoming father and mother is perfect. Otherwise, the dogs and cats and horses, they are bigger children. They are more expert. A hawk can beget children twice in a year, and each time more than one day. So you cannot compete with them. It is not possible. Sometimes you beget two children twice. But that is not competition. The competition is that you make your children God conscious. Give them. They're playing with Krishna. That Nimrindavan, Dididi, you are given by his father toys. I was present. And he did not touch the toys. He said, it is Maya. Yes. It is Maya. So, everything should be taught from childhood. That is Prahlad Maharaj's instruction. Kaumaro asarit prakto dharmana bhagavatani. So, from the very beginning, there is no teaching. There is no God consciousness. Then what will be the result? You may send in a very decorated university, but the result will be hippies. That's all. You cannot expect anything more. You cannot expect. So tease them from the very beginning. How to become Krishna conscious, then you will find nice population, beautiful population, peaceful atmosphere, social condition, very nice, systematic, everyone is happy, and everything happiness, that all charity, Krishna conscious, Krishna, Hare Krishna. Every house there is dimming of bells. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Make Vaikuntha. That is my request. Teach from the very beginning of life. This life. Balakriya. Balakriyana koi kriyan. By playing, he is becoming Krishna conscious. So in our Dallas, you go. Make all these, save all these children, those who have come to your shelter. It is the duty of the father and mother. It is the duty of guardian to save the dependents from the impending danger of death, repeated birth and death. So, if you cannot save these children, then it is useless. Save them. So we have got our center in Dallas. All children should go. And the advanced girls, they should go there and take care. Just produce a new generation, just like Parikshit Maharaj. Produce a new generation. Balakrishna, from the very childhood. Thinking of Krishna, playing of Krishna, eating of Krishna, Krishna, rather than he cannot become otherwise. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, your child, 5 years old child, he was teaching his class fellows. So old lady too, therefore that's why you are bothering with this. So you may as well get old and think of this Krishna. No. He insisted, no. Komaru asarit prabhu dharman bhagavatam. Durlavanga manasana janma. You cannot get again such opportunity. So he immediately began. Immediately tried to become Krishna. Alright, keep going.